I have the great pleasure to introduce to you Pastor JR. He is pastor of Se'ehka, right? Se'ehka, House of Joy Church in Black Mesa, Arizona, as you have heard all about. He, as I've been getting to know him more and more over the past few years, and especially the past 72 hours, we've been stuck together a lot, haven't we? And as we've been getting more and more, this man has a heart for his mission, and he is all about his people, helping the people, the Diné, or the Navajo. And I'm just thrilled that you, a CLC, get to participate and hear the man that's been inspiring us for the past 3 years and will be next year as well. And so please give a big CLC welcome to Pastor JR.
Thank you. Hello. Good morning. Almost good afternoon. So pleased to be here today and share the Word of God with you. And I'm so thankful for the team to come to our nation to help our community. And I want to thank you all to support the team that's been coming up and helping our people out there. And got sent down here by the Lord, and when I first heard the word from Steve that I'm going to give the message, and I said, Lord, I'm just a tiny little bitty Indian. What am I going to say to these big families out here? But but the Lord has given me a vision to share with you today. It's on cooperation. Working together, teamwork. So, teamwork in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. So, two is better than one. When you're walking by yourself, you may trip and you have a hard time getting up. But when you're walking with somebody, you trip, fall, there's one, somebody to help you to get up. So one will fall and one will help. And one goes the different direction, the other one will help guide to put you back on the right track. So the cooperation, God the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one whole team. It's a team. So before the creation, there was a meeting. And in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make a man in our image. So God said, let us make a man, which means there God himself and Jesus and his holy angels all there. And then he goes down and says, in our image means not God himself there alone again. And there's God and his team. Okay? So God created a man and a woman, and down the line, the man began to sin. And the sin is what has driven away human being from God. And they have gone so far apart, a big gap between, and Jesus came. God sent Jesus to the earth. That's a demonstration of a cooperation, a working together. So God, seeing how we have drifted from God. So there's a price to be paid. And who's going to pay the price? God sent his own son to this world. So the display is made. God sent his son Jesus to earth and dwell among us. He showed us who he was. He then returned to heaven and sit at the right hand of God. He then sent his Holy Spirit here on earth. We are called to his purpose. Into his marvelous light became a team member of his kingdom. So God, when Jesus was on earth, he said, I'm going now. I'm leaving. I'm going back to the Father. But he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you another comforter whom will guide you, teach you, and comfort you. So the Holy Spirit has sent down, and now the team, the cooperation from heaven to earth. Now God needs a team on earth. And there we are called for a purpose into his court. So he called us into his marvelous light, a wonderful place. And Jesus said, I and my Father are one, which clarifies a team, a very close, good team member. So when we're called into his kingdom, into his purpose, his court. So Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The teamwork is hearing each other, understanding each other. Okay? Communication. I didn't share this with the other team. But I usually illustrate communication on this one story. That there was a rancher coming down from north, went through the reservation. He looked over an Indian guy herding sheep on a pinto horse, a big red and white spotted horse. So he saw it, he fell in love with the horse, he went down south. Several days later, as he's coming back up, he saw that Indian guy herding sheep again and by the road. So he stopped and went over, and he says to him, Chief, you got a nice-looking horse. How much you want to sell the horse for? And the Indian guy says, horse not for sale. Horse not looking good. So back then, the horse was sold for like $1 a head. And the rancher started giving the Indian guy an offer. And the Indian guy kept telling him, horse not looking good. And the guy said, oh, I got a nice looking horse. So finally, the offer went up to $50, and he gave in. He said, okay. Unsaddled his horse, helped him put the horse in the trailer. And now, the last word the Indian guy said, I'm telling you, horse not looking good. So off he went with the horse. Several days later, here it comes, at dusk, down the road. And it was the rancher pulling the trailer. And he stopped, and the Indian guy was herding sheep there again. And he stormed up to the guy that was herding sheep, and he says, all right, chief, what's the big idea? Selling me a blind horse. I told you, horse not looking good. So, the understanding is a teamwork. When you understand someone, when they understand you, you are a team. Okay? So John 10:27 says, my sheep hears my voice, and they follow me. A man shall not take them away from me. So when we understand the Lord, when we understand his word, we are in his hand. As long as we understand him, nothing or nobody will take us away from the Lord. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 1:10, I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no division in the church. Rather, be of one mind, united thoughts and purpose, cooperation, teamwork. So, God wants us to learn to work together, even in a church, to help one another, to understand one another. When we understand one another, it is time to help the individual or the others, just like you have done. You sent the team out where the need is among my nation. And I thank you so much for doing that. And the team has gone out there to help a lot of our needs. We have a lot of needs on our reservation. We are tempted with the alcohol, with the drug, domestic violence, even economy. We don't have much job on the res, so our youth, when they graduate, they had to go off to border cities to find jobs. So there is a need, and we're praying and hoping that God will provide and bring us all the, bring all our people that have gone off reservation to come back together and be united and have a purpose on the res. So any team that will work together to win for a purpose will win. So when you determine to work together, when you determine to win and fight, no matter what, you will win. But on the other hand, there's an adversary that we have. And the adversary will work without ceasing to work against our unity, to stir up quarrels. So the devil don't like unity. Whenever we try to work together, whenever we try to unite, the devil tries to destroy our unity. One way or another, grab one's neck, the other's neck, rub the nose together until we start growling at each other. So, it will try to disrupt our relation. But denying all that task, 1 Peter 5, 8, 2, and be sober, be vigilant, minded, because that adversary, the devil, is going around among us like a roaring lion to seeking who he may devour. So Proverbs 27:19, iron sharpened an iron sharpened an iron, means a friend fixing a friend helping a friend. So when a good friend gives good advice, good friend gives good encouragement to help motivate another friend, the bad friend will lead you into trouble. So we need good friends. 1 Corinthians 12:14, for the body is not one member, but many. See, the cooperation, if we can just stand at a mirror and look at, stretch our body and look at our body in the mirror, we have many members in the body, but they all function working together. So the body of the church, we have many people, all sorts, and the skin, the nationality should not matter. When we all are children of God, we are all one member of Christ, and we are the body of Christ. We are one in that church. And we should work together. We should understand each other. So Hebrews 10:24, let us think of ways to motivate one another to act of love and good works. Amen. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to motivate one another. We're trying to help each other. And we're trying to do the good works. Okay, the good works. So Revelation says on the judgment day, the book is set, the book of life, and your name will be found, and another book is open. And in that book, you will be found, and all the things that you have done, it's written in that book. And you will get your reward according to what you have done. So if you did good today, even though nobody notices, nobody appreciates what you do, but God in heaven will give you a good reward. Okay? So helping one another, cooperation is very important. Teamwork is very important. And like in sports, if we watch sport, football game, basketball game, all that team that works together, that understands each other, they win. They go on. But the team that cannot work together, they lose. And whose fault it is? It's the team's miscommunication. Just like the horse story. Not looking good. So, I want you to be looking good, okay? Amen. And I bet you expect me to be looking good, too. Amen. So, if we don't see each other again here on earth, I want us all to see each other again at the foot of the cross. And one thing that we're going to strive, that we want to hear is, job well done, truth and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's my goal. That's what I want to hear. And when God says, enter thou, I'm not walking in. I can jump. I can dive in there. Okay? And I want to see you in there. Amen? So do good work. And I want to appreciate you again for supporting your team, coming on to our reservation. And I ask that we continue our relationship, the relationship that we have started. Even though I'm not present with you in physically, I want us to be united in prayer, in thoughts, and in faith. Okay? May the good Lord bless you and keep you.